This is Scott Becker, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by a Chief Strategy Officer, Dave Whitehead. Dave serves as Chief Strategy Officer at Hartford HealthCare. We're going to talk to Dave about strategy during and post, or the next 18 months, post COVID-19, and a little bit more on thoughts around strategy and what's going on. Dave, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you today and talk about these various issues, especially in a period of time that is unprecedented, I think, for all of us in healthcare. So I really look forward to having the conversation with you this morning. As you said, I'm the Chief Strategy and Transformation Officer for Hartford HealthCare, home-based here in Connecticut. We are a $4.3 billion integrated system of care with over 30,000 colleagues who are today on the front lines of this battle and doing everything they can to maintain the health, safety, and security of the people that we are so blessed to serve.
Well, thank you. And for people that aren't familiar with Hartford HealthCare is one of these systems that grew up over the last 15 to 20 years, grew from sort of a number of disparate community hospitals into what is thought of as a just a great, great regional / community health system, now a $4.3 billion system, known at this point for great care, great digital experience, a lot of innovations that made Hartford a magnificent sort of system out of really nothing 20 years ago. And not, when I say nothing, I mean out of small community hospitals that were very important, but nothing like the system and the integrated system it is today. Talk to us a little bit about not so much how Hartford got there, but how you look at strategy today and how you approach it, because the system's done an amazing job at it. Talk to us a little bit about how you approach it.
Yeah, so strategy is a never ending game of change, right? So as communities evolve, as regions evolve, as we evolve as individuals and what we're looking for from a healthcare system and healthcare delivery, regardless of where we reside, strategy is really about understanding what those changes are, and then planning for how you bring those critical medical, clinical services into those communities that you're serving. And Scott, you said it, 15 years ago, Hartford HealthCare literally didn't exist. It might have existed on a corporate document somewhere as a name, but it was really Hartford Hospital. You know, today we've built that network of care, what I would like to refer to as system of care, a very direct strategy over the last 10 years of saying we wanted to be a fully integrated care delivery organization. And it wasn't just about hospitals. It wasn't just about acute care. It was, let's put together the state's largest behavioral health network. Let's put together the state's largest senior living network. Let's put together the state's largest home health care network. Let's begin, and this has really transpired over the last 4 years, let's begin to build out an ambulatory network. Let's begin to actually decant our hospitals for what, traditionally were a lot of services that were provided within the acute care facilities and put those into the marketplace and bring those services from a convenience perspective and from an access perspective closer to the people that we serve within their distinct communities. And what's happened is we've grown from being about a $1 billion operation to a $4.3 billion operation. And it's really accelerated over that last 3 to 4 years as we've begun to invest more heavily and more directly based on our strategy into the ambulatory space. I like to think of strategy kind of as your navigator of a ship. And I'm a sailor. So, before I ever set sail, I've actually plotted my course and I've set my navigation points to get from point A to point B. In many ways, that is the direct analogy for what strategy is.
And let me ask you a question about that. I mean, we know that setting a course, far better than not setting a course, and how open is your team to adjustments in that course is one question. Mm-hmm. And then is there something you could boil down to for our audience, the 3 or 4 prongs of your strategy? Is it distillable like that? So those are the two questions, adjustments, and are there a few prongs to it? I mean, you've mentioned the ambulatory care, you know, efforts. Sure. I know from previous discussions with your leadership team and so forth that there's been a great effort on consumer experience and digital experience. But talk to me about what are the 3 to 4 prongs of your strategy, and also how do you adjust?
Sure. No, it's a great question. So let me start with a basic premise about around strategically, what does the organization stand for and what is the organization trying to achieve? And where we are, and this will lead to what I call the 3 prongs of our strategy, is we're focused on helping people live their healthiest lives. So when you start to think about the context of what does that mean, we break it down into three, your word, prongs: access, community, and expertise. Now, within those 3 prongs of access, community, and expertise, you begin to look at, from a consumer activation, customer experience, virtualization of the care delivery model, and points of convenience. And in all cases, you have to base that on the expertise that you have the ability to attract and retain, so that you have the myriad of clinical services that really fall within an integrated healthcare delivery system. So we, 3 years ago, also set out on a path of creating an institute model. And that institute model then dovetails back into our access that's available within the community with the expertise that's needed to provide exceptional clinical service. So that's kind of the premise of the way we've based this. And then each of those prongs, so let's take access. So access is ambulatory network development. It's ambulatory surgery centers. It's GI procedural centers. It's diagnostic imaging centers. It is medical group, physician practices. It's a national partnership with an urgent care provider. And it is digital. So it's also virtual health. And how do you leverage virtual health across the prior 4 that I just mentioned and begin to strategically virtualize the delivery of care across your system?
Thank you. And I love that, such an interesting perspective on how you put it. And then what it leads into is different decisions as to where to allocate resources. But you talk about access, community, and expertise. And that's actually a different way than most people talk about it. But if you look at our core goals, taking care of our community, giving great access, and having the right expertise at the right place, it then makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you a COVID-19 question, and how, if at all, strategy will be relooked at or changed in the context of COVID-19 and whatever the next 12 to 24 months look like in our country.
That's another great question, Scott. You know, we're in the now of COVID-19. And, you know, it's interesting. We're doing a lot of planning for what I'll call the reentry phase. Because in our market especially, you know, we've canceled elective surgeries, postponed elective surgeries. We've had to, you know, reallocate staff and reposition staff across our system of care based on where the highest need was during this crisis period. And we're not yet at the peak here in Connecticut. So it's about a week away based on our the work that we've done with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So in looking at that, what I've begun to do with our team is say there unfortunately is not going to be a post-COVID. We're going to be living with COVID as we go forward. And I think you would agree, based on everything that we're hearing, everything that we're reading, listening to the scientists behind all of this, you know, coronavirus 19 is coronavirus. This is a new strain of coronavirus. There are other strains of coronavirus that we've lived with. So what we're focused on is, again, sticking to our game plan and thinking about those 3 prongs of access, community, and expertise. How do we return to what I classify as a new normal? with COVID-19. How do we begin to look at the clinical services and the access points that we have within the community and the expertise that we've built within this system of care to now be there to serve COVID-19 patients in the now and the near and the far? And the far, I would say, is after we have a vaccination and a set treatment therapy, there's still going to be COVID-19 patients. So how do we live within that, work within that, provide service within that, in that far scenario? But at the same time, in the now and the near, making sure that we're sticking to our game plan, that we need to have the access in the community with the expertise that all customers, all patients require. You know, one of the things that, you know, I'm most actively working on right now from a strategy perspective is our pivot plan. So how do you actually come out of where we've had, you know, governmental executive orders to close certain things and basically to close society in many ways, as that begins to ramp up and we begin to reopen, the phrase that they use here in Connecticut, reopen, where do we as a healthcare organization position ourselves to ensure that we're still providing a safe and protected environment for our patients, for our customers, for our community members as we go through that process? And I like to think of the issue around elective surgery. Right. So everyone says elective surgery and elective surgeries should be postponed. Well, my elective surgery may be defined differently for me as the patient than you as the individual. So how do we work through that process when we know we have people who have had postponements of their procedures who are living with pain or maybe have a diagnosis that's going untreated? Because we're living this, that is really for me, that is the opportunity as we move through these peaks and valleys of COVID-19 to begin to reposition ourselves to be able to do both.
You know, absolutely. How do you do those things that your community so badly wants and that are so important to revenues of health systems all over the country, both in the near term and in the long term? Right, we hope that there's a vaccine, or we hope that, like MERS, SARS, swine flu, this at some point sort of works itself out. We just don't know. So in the short and long term, it really is living with COVID versus it's gone and we can just go back to normal. So no, I appreciate your perspective. And then in that perspective, still sticking to the core goals of access, community, expertise, but making the adjustments you have to make to still pursue those in a COVID world.
Exactly. And I think there are learnings that are happening every day in the healthcare industry. And I know in our particular system of care that we're going to be able to apply based on the experience that we've had in this pandemic crisis. And, you know, as we look at that, you know, one of the strategies that we really need to evolve across the industry and across society is around health equity. I think at the end of the day, when all is said and done, this pandemic crisis has exposed significant issues from a health equity perspective that need to be addressed. We just can't go back to normal. And that's why I keep saying the new normal. We have to create the new normal now that we have this, we've had the experience of this pandemic. And it's really too early to even be able to share with you what that is, because everything's happening in such a rapid cycle environment right now that we're getting learnings every minute of every day as we're going through this process. But ensuring that we can both serve COVID-19 patients and non-COVID-19 patients for the clinical service that they need is going to be critically important to the overall health of this country as we move forward.
No, I think that's exactly right. And I appreciate your thoughts on it. I mean, certainly the health equity issue and the access issues are going to have huge ramifications on the political side and sort of what the country looks at, as will large unemployment, because so many people get their health care through their employer. And so as you have large unemployment, you're also going to have a huge amount of more context for whether public options, Medicare for all kinds of issues that tie into some of these health equity discussions. One sort of final question for you, in terms of just overall, and you've touched on this some, but I'm not really going to talk about the ideal size of a system. I am going to talk about, as a chief strategy officer, you look at health systems, and maybe it doesn't have to be the same for every health system, but what does a health system have to be great at? Or does it go to the health system and they have to decide that? How do you look at that question? What does a health system have to be just great at to thrive in the coming years?
It's a great question, and I'll say I'm biased in this process. I'm going to go back to the three prongs. To be a really great system of care, I think you have to be focused and intentional on access. And transformation in healthcare today is really being driven by innovation. So how you position yourself in an innovative way to identify new front doors into accessing the health services that you provide. It's really, to your point, it's really not about the size of the organization. It's about the intentionality of the organization. The other thing I think a really successful system of care has to have is a solid operating model. So I'm the chief strategy and transformation officer in Hartford Healthcare today, but at one point in time, I was a regional president. Before that, I was the president and CEO of one of the community hospitals that came into Hartford Healthcare. You have to have a really solid operating model. And that operating model needs to be built on culture. And the culture, the values of the organization that drive the culture have to be embedded within that operating model. If you can do that, if you can create an operating model at the same time that you're looking for innovative ways to, I would almost say, redefine your care delivery model, then you're going to be a really good system of care.
And I think it's a fantastic thought process. And it's also, given the fact that you ran a region of Hartford Healthcare, that you actually ran as a CEO, an individual health system and hospital prior to this, gives you an unusual perspective as a chief strategy officer, because you actually understand having to run a P&L and a margin and a culture and serve access and equity in a single system, single hospital system at one point, and then bring some of that broader experience and the reality of that to a chief strategy officer is just such an unusual perspective and such a healthy perspective. So what a great pleasure.
Well, thank you for that.
Now, let me ask you one other question. Any shout out you'd like to do to your healthcare workers today or anything of that sort?
God bless you. God bless you, each and every single one. I think the heroism that is being provided and experienced and witnessed by all of us is something that I think is unprecedented in a time of crisis. And I could not be more proud, especially of the 30,000 colleagues that I have the privilege and the honor and the blessing to work with each and every day here at Hartford Healthcare, for what they do to go into the battle against a disease that we don't fully understand yet, and do it because intrinsically they came into healthcare because they care about people. And I just couldn't be more proud of what I'm witnessing across my health system, but quite frankly, across the health provision of healthcare across the entire nation. I'm getting chills just thinking about it right now, and maybe a little emotional. It is something that I never thought I would see in my career, and hope I don't have to see it too often in the future, but I could not be more proud of how the healthcare industry has stood up in this time of crisis.
I mean, it really is something. I mean, it's the first time in a very long time where healthcare workers, physicians, nurses, therapists, administrators, everybody throughout the entire system has had to put themselves in what is essentially a battlefield situation where they're exposed to a virus that can kill them, and they go back day in and day out and do so. I mean, it's really an amazing situation that you're seeing, an amazing courage from the nation's healthcare systems, and more importantly, their people that actually do these things. So just magnificent. Dave, I want to thank you for joining us today. Just a pleasure to visit with you, and it's amazing for me to see what has happened with Hartford Healthcare over the last 15, 20 years. It's a great model for a lot of systems. So thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Be safe. Stay well.